B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, December 21st, 2018, your daily source for esports and video game discussion. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Radio 1300 AM in New Haven, Connecticut, as well as Fox Sports 910 AM in Richmond, Virginia. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, it's our first annual Checkpoint Obligatories, the award show where we determine the year's best and worst of the gaming industry. And it's coming to you because our producer says it has to.
We have no choice.
We'll be awarding the obligatories for video games in about 20 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily, but we start today with the obligatories for esports. We've identified five categories and we'll be giving you the best and worst of each of them. And joining me as presenters for today is the Checkpoint XP crew. Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
Norris Howard.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
And Joe Sloan.
Check a look. And guys, we're going to be starting off with a big one for esports. We're going to be looking at the best event of the year.
Now, all right. Listen, it's only two things that could be in this event, because Worlds were uneventful. Rocket League was cool. You had a whole bunch of CSGO events that nobody cares about.
Can I read the nominees?
No!
Please?
Go ahead.
We have the Rocket League Championship Series, the Overwatch League Grand Finals, the League of Legends Grand Finals, and EVO 2018.
All right.
I mean, I think that there is a clear outlier here.
Oh, definitely.
And
it's not,
two.
And it's not
one
because
that
we
got wrong.
It's not that we were invited to them either.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with the fact that we were invited guests at this event. Who won the category?
All right, it goes to the Overwatch League Grand Finals.
That's right.
And congratulations.
Listen, it's precedent setting, man.
It is. It's a big event. It's the first time, and it was awesome. They did it well, and they sold out the Barclays Arena. I mean, that says something.
And listen, I'm going to send a special shout out to the Rocket League Championship Series Finals, which we were also invited to, so that's not the qualifying decision.
That's true.
You know, the qualifying factor there. So I think that all of these events had a very nice year this year.
All right, now on the other side, we have the worst event of 2018. And the nominees are the PUBG Global Invitational.
Ooh. You mean Empty McEmpty?
That's correct.
Tournament? Yes, that's okay. That's the one.
The CWL Dallas Open for their not only technical failures, but two bomb threats.
Yeah, I don't know that that's their fault, though.
Come on.
And finally, the Winter Royale.
Oh, that's the one right there.
I think we have a winner right there. I mean, it was marred by all kinds of technical problems. The
cheating.
The community hated it. I think that's going to be the one.
The Checkpoint Obligatory does indeed go to the Winter Royale.
All right.
I guess congratulations. All right, Norris, we're going to send it on over to you for our next category.
All right, this is the category for Best Esports Organization, not team.
There's actually a distinction there.
Yeah.
All right, who are the
That's
nominees?
Right, the Video Game Awards.
The nominees are Cloud9, Astralis, and Team Liquid.
Ooh.
And the winner is Cloud9.
Of course it is. This has been the year of Cloud9. They have been an absolute dominant organization. They're competitive in everything that they play in, and they've been winning in a lot of what they play. So
it's hard to argue against Cloud9. I mean, Astralis was super dominant in CSGO, but just in
CSGO.
Right,
exactly.
All right, Norris, how about the worst organization?
All right, and this is for the direct opposite, the worst organization in all of esports. The nominees are the Shanghai Dragons, the Golden Guardians, and Optic India.
Listen,
this is hard.
It is hard. Golden Grams, I think, definitely deserves to be up there because their name is dumb.
Well, but then everybody knows about Shanghai, but Optic India actually, like, they were cheating.
Well, plus Shanghai
went winless.
Okay.
Maybe they should have cheated.
Shanghai did not go winless. They won our hearts.
All right.
Okay. All right, Norris, who was the winner?
The winner's Optic India.
Of course it is, because they're cheaters.
If you cheat bad enough that you get dissolved as an organization, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on 1340 in Wenatchee, Washington, as well as the Fan 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. We're currently doing the obligatories, which are our awards for the year. We're currently going through the best and worst of esports.
All right, so up next, we have the award for Best Esports Player of the Year. And your nominees are Double Lift.
Oh, okay.
Jonak.
Okay.
Sonic Fox.
Ooh.
And Uzi.
This is really tough.
This is very tough.
This is so tough.
This was either the second most debated one of the entire show. The obligatory goes to Sonic Fox.
Of course it does.
No, not of course it does.
Between
Double Lift, I'm not saying that he hasn't had a great year, but come on.
I mean, listen. No, he's had a great year after having the worst possible year you could have.
I think that the Game Awards got this one right. Sonic Fox has, I think Sonic Fox sets a great example for the rest of esports to just go and be yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And to be proud of being yourself no matter who you are. And I think that that is an amazing message to send, not just to kids who might be watching esports, but to anyone out there watching esports.
Yep.
And I have to admire his courage to just be who he is, completely unashamed and unabashed. And I love that.
Yeah. I agree. All right. So
how
on the
come
other
you get to do two categories?
Because there's five categories.
You guys can do
the last two categories. All right. On the dark side of this, the worst player in all of esports, we have XQC.
Ooh.
Forsaken.
Okay.
Infiltration.
Wait, is Forsaken the guy from Optic India?
Okay, all right.
I just wanted to make sure.
This is some tough competition.
And Principal Wang.
Who's Principal Wang?
What?
That was the Chinese CEO who inserted himself into the lineup and then fed hard.
His name is Principal Wang?
He's got to get that. That is the case.
He wins.
Yeah. I think we have a winner there.
Well, the checkpoint obligatory does go to Principal Wang.
Listen, XQC and Infiltration, that's off the field stuff. It's not necessarily they were the worst players in.
Forsaken did cheat, but I mean, at least he was supposed to be on the team. So I guess there's that.
No, but Principal Wang, I mean, I think it takes a pretty super level of unawareness to be able to pull that off.
All right, Robbie, over to you.
All right, so for best moment, our nominees are Sonic Fox wins at Game Awards, delivers epic speech.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Cloud9 stuns the world at being the first North American team in semifinals at Worlds.
Yep. In a long time.
Yep.
Cloud9 stuns the world and defeats Dignitas at RLCS Finals.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Also great organization. Or Astralis winning the first Intel Grand Slam.
Ooh. All right. That is tough.
And the winner goes to Cloud9 stunning the world and being the first North American team in the semifinals at Worlds.
You know, it was amazing because it was the first time in like 7 years, I think, 6 years that North America made it to the semis. That was amazing.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Awesome moment.
I mean, that was the high from that weekend. It was palpable.
Especially considering they were maybe not going to get out of their group.
Yeah. No one thought they were going to make it out of groups. No one thought they were going to qualify for groups. Yep. They were on the play-in.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. So on the other side of that, the worst moment, our nominees are Cloud9 gets decimated in semifinals at Worlds.
Yeah.
Your job.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Overwatch League Grand Finals features DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
That was also bad.
Chinese team wins at PUBG Global Invitational in front of no one. Also bad.
That was rough.
And Worlds ends in a sweep. The winner going again to Cloud9 for getting decimated.
It really was about the high and low
that 1 week period provided.
That weekend was very weird.
It was super weird. We came in and did a show here where I had to like talk up Cloud9, how amazing their accomplishment was, and then the next week I just came in all depressed.
It was bad. I mean, what a turnaround that was. And yeah, I think, you know, hey, they get best and worst moment of the year. And, you know, to have that happen, one right in front of the other,
makes sense.
Tough to watch.
You have to be the best organization there is to get that.
That's right. All right, Nate, you get to wrap up this one.
All right. So our nominees for the best eSport of 2018 for the Checkpoint Obligatories. Our nominees are Overwatch, League of Legends, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Dota 2, and Rocket League.
Overwatch.
So, I gotta be honest
with
you.
How is Dota 2 on here?
Because they give away $1 billion
a
year.
Where's Fortnite, guys?
It's coming up. Don't worry. So, this for me, I was torn between like Dragon Ball FighterZ and Overwatch. Dragon Ball FighterZ was pretty amazing
It did have a good first year, but I think Overwatch is tough to beat because Overwatch is our winner for best eSport for the Checkpoint Obligatories.
It's deserved.
It's deserved. They've really, I mean, Blizzard has really poured a ton of money and put a ton of effort into the scene, and really it shows. And on the other side of that, the worst eSport for 2018, our nominees go to Fortnite, PlayerUnknown's Battleground, and Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
So I think these three teams are here for three different reasons. One is losing its competitive side, one is losing its viewership side, and one is barely an eSport scene.
I think that you're right, but you know, Counter-Strike Global Offensive has gone through a shrinking of its talent pool.
Yes.
And it's really tough to watch. But our winner is, by a large margin, Fortnite.
Yeah.
Fortnite winning worst esports scene, considering that they're letting cheaters in to their top echelons. So congratulations, Epic. Enjoy the lawsuits. Listen, we want to hear from you. How do you feel about our selections? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on Instagram. God, all of the kids are going to hate us.
They're going to be mad.
I care not.
Ahead next, the first annual Checkpoint Obligatories roll on as we turn our attention to the world of video games. Stick around. We've got more awards to give away next here on Checkpoint XP Daily from Beasley Esports XP.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. Want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the sports hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com so you can subscribe to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Robbie, what's this week on the podcast?
Well, we're getting into the season, and we thought we should have a Checkpoint gift exchange.
Subscribe and download free on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Westwood One podcast app from Westwood One Podcast Network. Everyone's listening. The first ever Checkpoint Obligatories can't just focus on esports. They also have to cover the wide world of video games. At least that's what our producers are telling us. So without further ado, Joe, what are the categories?
All right, leading us off here, we have Best Narrative. And the nominees in Best Narrative are Red Dead Redemption 2, mm-hmm, Life is Strange 2, / mm-hmm, The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit.
That's all
together.
One story.
Detroit Become Human, and God of War.
Much to Joe's protest.
Much to my chagrin.
I also kind of feel like Octopath Traveler got robbed out of this category.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
It's got a good story, even though I'm not to the end of it, but that's what keeps me playing it. So
that's fair.
All right. So I definitely think, I mean, personally, I'd go with God of War, but...
Well, the obligatory award for Best Narrative goes to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Robbed.
It is not.
Robbed.
It is not.
Nate,
you
I would
haven't
have
even played it.
Nate, I would agree with you if it had been last week, but now that I've gotten to the big twist in that game, nope, I completely agree.
See?
Okay.
All right. On the other side of this.
I mean, clearly I was outvoted.
On the other side of this, we have the worst narrative of 2018, and the nominees are, once again, Detroit Become Human.
That's best and worst.
That sounds right.
Why did we let him put these together?
The Inpatient and Gene Rain.
I haven't even heard of Gene Rain.
Good. Lucky you.
What's the inpatient?
The inpatient is the follow-up to Until Dawn in the mental asylum.
Oh, so this is the part of the award show where stuff that you never heard of starts winning awards?
Well, because if you've heard of it, it's on the good side of it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right. So who wins?
The obligatory award for worst narrative goes to The Inpatient. I'm mad that Detroit Become Human didn't win this because I wanted to give that award to David Cage, but...
I mean,
The Inpatient was awful with so much promise and such a great premise and setup based on Until Dawn. How they managed to create a boring, not scary story is beyond me.
Can I just say that, like, that would not be the first time that David Cage would get the worst storyline?
No, yeah. By my count, it'd be about his fifth time now. Yeah.
I actually need to give a quick shout to our chat here at twitch.tv/checkpointxp saying Fallout 76 should get the worst narrative. It doesn't count as a bad narrative if you choose not to read it.
Yeah.
Fallout 76 does not appear on here this year because the game isn't done yet.
Ouch, Joe.
All right. So, Norris, over to you for the next category.
All right. So, our category for best gameplay in all of the world, the nominees are Spider-Man,
ooh,
God of War,
ooh,
Far Cry 5, and Smash Brothers Ultimate.
This is a tough one.
These are four games that had really solid gameplay.
I know what I voted for.
I do too.
But this was a really tough decision for me. I ended up going with Spider-Man, but
Smash Bros. is awesome, and God of War, bro. Yeah,
I mean, God of War. Yeah, you're right. God of War had that more like Dark Souls approach to it, where you had to dodge and weave.
And our winner for best gameplay is Peter Parker. It's Spider-Man.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That game, I mean, if anything they did perfectly in that game, it was the controls, like the gameplay. It was fun.
Felt like you were controlling Spider-Man fundamentally, and I think that's why I voted for it. Yeah.
All right. Norris, the other half of this.
All right, now we got worst gameplay. So our nominees are Detroit Become what gameplay?
Isn't Detroit Become Human?
Anyway, Earthfall and Immortal Unchained.
I know what I voted for.
I know. Well, this was a unanimous win.
It was a unanimous win.
Okay,
and
so
the winner is Detroit Become Human.
Absolutely. David Cage at least walks away with worst of something.
No.
That's fair. All right, Robbie, over to you for best surprise.
All right, so for best surprise, our nominees are Deltarune releases out of nowhere.
That was big.
Pretty damn good surprise.
Bethesda's E3 showcase,
yep,
which if you remember watching us live stream that.
Big reactions.
It was big reactions.
I mean, just Andrew WK alone was worth it.
Yep. Smash!
Yeah.
Smash.
And new Dragon Age being announced at the Game Awards.
This is easy.
And our winner for best surprise of 2018 goes to...
It's happening!
Smash.
Yeah.
It was, I mean...
Same video.
It was, yeah.
Listen, as a huge Undertale fan, I would have loved for Deltarune to take this, but Deltarune was an amazing announcement for anyone who played Undertale.
Well, and leading
Smash
up to this...
Smash was a big announcement for just about everybody.
And leading up to this, Smash! Even the people that were like going back and forth on whether it was going to happen or not, it'll just be a port. It'll just be a port. Nah, new game, bro.
Absolutely. All right. On the other side of that,
worst surprise of 2018, Square Enix's E3 showcase, or lack thereof. The Inpatient sucks.
It does. Okay.
Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn, bombs.
The rest is annoying garbage.
Listen,
I don't know that was a surprise.
That was the only thing. Like, it was unfortunate, but I guess it wasn't that much of a surprise.
And of course, the winner goes to Square Enix's E3 showcase.
It deserved it.
It was such a flop.
They tried to take the Nintendo Treehouse.
Yeah,
you know,
but they didn't bill it that way.
But they didn't do it that way, so it just ended up being terrible.
All of their biggest surprises ended up leaked or a part of other showcases, and that's usually what Square Enix does. They glom on to either Sony or Microsoft showcase, and that's usually like they provide for like a nice kind of moment. Remember when the FF7 remake was announced?
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Big pop there, and that was, I think, as a part of the Sony showcase. That's what they needed to keep doing. The fact that they tried to have any kind of presence at E3 beyond a booth is embarrassing.
Pretty ridiculous. And I know people are talking about, you know, Diablo Immortal and all that type of stuff. That didn't make the list, and it didn't make the list because the game itself doesn't have any real issues. It's because people are babies.
Yeah, that's right. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 AM and 95.9 FM, as well as 103.9 in Lexington, Kentucky. We're currently going through our obligatories, which is our obligatory award show. Now we're going through the video game categories, which taking a look at best developer for 2018.
I remember sitting in the voters room.
This is the most hotly contested
mulling
one.
Mulling over this so tough.
All right. There were five nominees.
Five nominees. A unique category because we don't play by any rules here.
That's correct.
Bethesda.
Yes.
Rockstar.
Yep.
Yeah. Ubisoft.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Nintendo.
All right.
And Epic Games. Those right. are our nominees.
They're all deserving.
There's some big games and big names in there.
Yes, there,
there are some very big games, big names. But we are looking at 2018 specifically.
Yeah.
So for 2018, for the Checkpoint XP obligatories, the winner of Best Developer goes to Nintendo. And this was a runoff vote.
Man, Bethesda, yeah. If only that bag wouldn't have been nylon, you might have made it.
But can we talk about
that was my own selfish vote, because I feel like Bethesda's getting a really bad rap right now for maybe some justifiable cause, but
Nintendo really won this award in the last 2 months of the year.
They really did. I mean, between Smash and
Eevee, Pikachu.
Exactly, and the amount of third-party games that have come to the Switch, I mean, that's been a big factor there. I mean, Dark Souls making its way to the Switch, Diablo 3. There's been a lot of really good stuff going to a Nintendo console. But looking strictly as a game developer, I think even Nintendo still edges this category out.
Yeah.
Just through,
Smash is
just
is
through Smash. Yeah, absolutely. And it's not to say that Rockstar didn't have a great year. Obviously, Rootin' Tootin' Cowboy Shootin' Part 2 is doing great for
them. Masterpiece of a game.
It is, and I'm not going to sit here and deny that, but I think Nintendo, and in terms of a comeback story too, Nintendo definitely has had a great year.
I want to say last year, 2 years ago, I was one of their biggest detractors.
I remember.
I love my dang old Switch.
Yeah.
I love it.
On the other side of that coin, we have three nominees for the worst developer of 2018 for the Checkpoint XP obligatories. And our nominees are EA.
EA, who will be on this list every year.
Every single year. Square Enix.
Oh my God!
It's probably deserved. And Konami.
Let's complain about it.
Son, if there was a category where everyone deserves to win,
This is the one.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know that Konami gets the nod.
Done a whole lot, really.
They've only released Metal Gear Survive.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's because they've abandoned games altogether.
That's probably fair. Square Enix has been a letdown in a lot of different ways, but the winner this year of the worst developer is EA.
So what we should do is unionize.
That's actually not a bad idea, but the reason for that is that they have got the government involved in video games for the first time in a decade and a half, and I think that that's a pretty big deal.
Also, we have people in the chat, twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We can't put Telltale in there because they don't exist
anymore.
They're
gone.
All right, we got two more categories.
All right, here we go. Best game, and this one's going to be quick because we actually agreed with the video game awards on this one. Between Red Dead Redemption 2, God of War, Spider-Man, Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, we agreed and said God of War.
God of War, for sure. And
the worst game. Between Metal Gear Survive, The Quiet Man, Battlefield 5, and Super Seducer, it could go to no one else. The obligatory award goes to The Quiet Man.
And that's all the time that we have for the obligatories. Like the Oscars, we're getting played off stage. But listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis, and of course my co-hosts who pulled double duties as producers for Checkpoint, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.